And so I really want to thank you for listening. And I'd also like to let you know that if you would like some help with getting in touch with that higher self, that inner spirit inside of you, there is a free guided meditation on my website. There's also a whole lot of free information and other tools on my various websites. And you're invited to check those out if you would like to. And it's just my name, Louisa Dyer. Lots of information on there if you want it. There's also a Facebook page for this show by the same name, Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. So if you're on Facebook and you'd like to connect, please do so. I'd love to hear any comments you have about what we've had on the show or what you'd like to see on the show. And I've also been inviting people to share their personal transformational stories, aha moments, anything that's happened that has made you come alive or recognize yourself as the divine being that you are, anything that has really turned your life around for the better. I've discovered over the years that when we hear one another's transformational stories, it wakes us up in a way that just reading an article just doesn't do. And so I invite you to share those stories, and that Facebook page or any of those websites is a way to get in touch with me. And let's see if you would like to be on the radio, either by the phone or come in the station if you're in the area. And so we begin each week with a little bit of music to uplift our spirits, to really begin to bring body, mind, and spirit into a greater harmony. And I'd also recommend that you let the body move if it really wants to. Because when the body's moving with music, it really begins to feel more strongly the spirit that's animating the body.
Trying to get there, aren't we all? just trying to get there. Hello, all you beautiful spirits. That, of course, was Ruthie Foster singing Welcome Home. I want to welcome everybody. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving last week. I certainly did. You are listening to Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. And my name is Reverend Louisa Dyer. I am an interfaith and metaphysical minister and life coach. And I'm here every Wednesday on WAIF 88.3 FM in Cincinnati and live streaming online at WAIF883.org. And what we do each week on this show is we really find ways to tap into the power and the beauty and the divine love that lives inside each and every one of us. And the point of that is so that we can have greater vitality, so that we can feel better, so that we can do more than just survive. We can actually learn how to thrive. And you know what? We can do that. I know because I've done it. I've watched countless people do it as well. It doesn't matter where you are or where you've been, you can feel better. And there are a thousand ways to do that. And what we do on this show every week is talk about some of those ways that we can feel better. And today we're going to be talking about a very specific way to feel better, and that is using tools that are from Perelandra. That is Perelandra. Perelandra is a nature research center in Virginia. And Michelle Small Wright has been working with nature and writing books and creating tools that we can use for our health for, well, since the 70s, however long that has been. And I've personally been using these tools since, gosh, probably about 2000, and have turned a lot of other people on to them. And there are many, many thousands, if not millions, of people all over the world who use Perelandra's tools. And they, of course, have a website. I'm going to tell you all about that. We are going to talk about two very specific things that Perelandra offers. And the reason I'm going to talk about both of those two things is because neither of them really has very much of a learning curve. They're very simple. Almost, if you can read and follow instructions, you can certainly do the MAP, M-A-P, which stands for Medical Assistance Program. And the other is the Perelandra Flower Essences. And that's a little bit more of a learning curve, but it's still quite simple. And we are going to talk a great deal about both of those things today and how you can take charge of your own health. And I'm not just talking about physical health. I'm talking about health, emotional, mental, spiritual, as well as physical. Because everything that Michelle does in her work with nature addresses us at the soul level. And at the soul level, there's no separation, really. You know, we're a being that has all these different levels, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. And you can't separate those one from the other. And so when we work with one, we work with the other, if we're conscious of doing that. I initially got involved with the work that Michelle Small Wright does at Perelandra in the first place is because I knew that I had done a lot of healing work before then. You know, I was a drug addict for 20 years and I had gotten clean from drugs and I had been clean for quite a while. And my health had been bad and I had gotten my health in a much better place. But I still wasn't feeling the vitality that I really wanted to feel. And someone turned me on to Michelle Wright and Perelandra, and I'm telling you, it rearranged the way I think about health. And what I wanted to share with you, the reason I wanted to share with you about MAP, M-A-P, MAP, that stands for Medical Assistance Program, is because it is so simple and it works. You don't have to have any special skills or any special tools. If you can read and follow instructions, then you can do MAP, and it's an incredible thing. So let me tell you a little bit about what MAP is and how you could get involved in it if you were interested. First of all, let me read you something that Dr. Albert Schatz, he's a PhD, he was a professor at Temple University. He was also the doctor who discovered streptomycin, which was the first effective means of treating human tuberculosis. And for this and other research, Dr. Schatz actually received honorary degrees and medals, and He was actually named an honorary member of the Medical, Dental, and Scientific Societies in Europe, in Latin America, and in the United States. And Dr. Schatz wrote the introduction for the MAP book. And I'm just going to read what's on the back of the MAP book because it's sort of paraphrases all that. And this is what Dr. Schatz has to say about MAP. He says, MAP is not allopathy, homeopathy, naturopathy, or any other conventional medical specialty. Nor is it related to alternative health modalities or holistic health. And it is not esoteric, occult, new age, or spiritual. All these approaches to health are essentially evolutionary developments by man. MAP is qualitatively different because it integrates the involutionary input of nature with man's evolutionary development. The healthy human being is a balanced combination of these two dynamics. We do not need to know anatomy, physiology, pathology, psychology, or biochemistry to use MAP effectively. The only credentials we need are intent, sincerity, commitment, and the information in Michelle's book. But MAP offers much more than health, per se. Like Michelle's other books, MAP also increases our understanding of who and what we are, what nature and reality are, what our place in the universe is, what our responsibilities are, and what amazing opportunities we have. That is from Dr. Albert Schwartz, a very well-known and very well-honored doctor. And he wrote the introduction for the MAP book, and I was quite astonished because what he talks about is the co-creative relationship with nature that Michelle has been working with since the 70s. And what co-creative means is when you are in a partnership with nature intelligence rather than trying to have dominion over nature, you are working with nature. And so Dr. Schatz speaks a great deal to the difference that would make to ourselves personally, but also to the world, if we actually started working in cooperation, in a co-creative way with nature intelligence, instead of all the terrible things that we've been doing in terms of making species go extinct and poisoning our environment. And we don't have to have that sort of attitude. We can change our attitude. And the joy of doing that is that when we work directly in a co-creative relationship with nature intelligence, we can take charge of our own health because our bodies are nature. Nature considers anything to be in form part of nature. So anything that we can see or sense or taste or touch or feel, anything that exists to our senses, that is form. And everything that exists in form is part of nature intelligence. So our bodies are very much a part of nature. And when we work with the intelligence within nature, we work directly with our bodies, and it's quite astonishing. So what is MAP? The name of this book, and I'm looking at the third edition, it's called MAP, The Co-Creative White Brotherhood Medical Assistance Program by Michelle Small Wright. And just before anybody freaks out about that name, White Brotherhood, let me tell you, the White Brotherhood has been around for a really long time. They did not give themselves that name. And frankly, that's not the name that I use for them when I work with them. But it's just the name that humans came up with, the first humans that were working with the energies there. And they did not come up with that name for themselves. It just means a collection of all energies, and race or gender has absolutely nothing to do with it. So what is MAP, really? MAP is a system where if you follow directions, if you can read and follow instructions, you can do MAP. It's a very simple program of where you work with nature intelligence, you work with your own higher self, and you work with the White Brotherhood medical unit. And it is amazing what can happen when you're doing MAP. It is so incredibly simple. And I'm really not going to tell you how to do it yourself because there's so many ins and outs of this, that, and the other that it could mean that you really would benefit greatly from reading the book. And actually, Michelle says that you have to read the first three chapters, I believe it is, or certainly the first, yeah, I think it's the first three chapters, before you can actually do a MAP session. So I am not going to try to teach you how to do a MAP session because I think I would be doing you a disservice. You really need to read the book and follow the instructions and do it exactly like it says. But I'm telling you about it because it is a very simple, simple, simple process. And you can have a very incredible medical team working with you simply by doing what it says to do in this book. The book is relatively inexpensive. You can actually get a download of it that is even less expensive. And because it's the holidays, Michelle probably has or will have the book on special anyway. But if you want to go to their website and find out more about it, the website is Perelandra, PERELANDRA-LTD.com. They also have a phone number because people always say, well, what if I don't want to get online? Give me a phone number. And Perelandra's phone number, I am going to find it for you. They have an order line that is 800-960-8806. They have a question hotline that's open on Wednesdays from 10 to 6. So if you wanted to find out more about anything I'm talking about, this is the day to do it. From 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern, they have a question hotline, and that number is 540-937-3679, and they will answer any questions that you have. Basically, what MAP is it is a way to have your own medical assistance. Now, MAP is not going to probably take care of a broken bone or do any needed surgery that you need to have, but it's going to support you along with whatever medical assistance that you are having in the external world. So I don't want to you to think that I'm saying do this and don't seek medical assistance, because that is not what I'm saying. I'm saying that what MAP will do, and people have used MAP for a million different things, and I will tell you more about how people use it, but I can tell you what I've used it for. Everything, every possible thing. I've used it for migraine headaches. I've used it for the flu. I've used it to heal after surgery. I've used it for all sorts of mental and emotional issues. I've helped other people use it for all of those things. What it is, I guess I have to talk about the White Brotherhood before I can explain the medical unit within the White Brotherhood. And so there's been a whole lot actually written about the White Brotherhood, but I agree with Michelle that a lot of it is just nonsense, because there are some people who say that they are the sole channelers of the White Brotherhood, and that just simply isn't true. It is a huge organization, and it's constantly connected to us, to humanity in general, and to many humans individually. It's just that usually we're only able to work with them on an intuitive level, and the link that we have with them is unconscious rather than conscious. Personally, and I'm going to say this right now, is when you connect with, when you do a MAP session for the first time and you connect with, you follow the instructions, you must connect with the White Brotherhood, and then you can do what I did if you want to, and if you don't like that name, if you're okay with that name, then that's great. But I didn't like it. To me, it felt sexist, it felt racist, and I just couldn't deal with the name. And so I set up a session exactly the way Michelle said the first time. And then the very first thing I did is say, I don't like your name. What can I call you instead? And basically they said, we don't care what you call us. And so I found out what they were about. And so I call them the Great Light Collective, because they are a collective of souls, and they're every color in the rainbow. And they're about every intelligence in the universe, not just human. So I call them the Great Light Collective. But anyway, they are a group of highly evolved souls, and they are dedicated to assisting the evolutionary process of moving universal reality and principles and laws and patterns through all planes and all levels of form. They actually hold the major rhythms and the patterns that are being utilized for this shift that we're all going through from the Piscean era to the Aquarian era. And when we link with them, what they do is they support us and they assist us by assuring that any work that we do maintains its forward motion and its balance in this this new Aquarian dynamic that's happening in our souls and in our universe. And, you know, the Great Light Collective, or the White Brotherhood, as they've been called, they exist beyond time and history. And Michelle first heard about them when she was involved in Finhorn in Scotland in 1977. And Saint Germain, who had a close relationship with some of the Finhorn members, was referred to often there, and he had a master teacher who was part of the White Brotherhood. And what I want to let people know, I said this before, but I'm going to say it again, because a lot of people have talked to me about this and to Michelle about this, that name, White Brotherhood, it's been used for this group for centuries. They didn't coin the name Paralandra. It was coined by people, you know, by humans who first began to consciously work with that group. And it's not a name that they chose for themselves, which is why they don't mind once you've connected in the way that Michelle set up. If you want to change the name, they don't mind, because it's not a name they chose for themselves. It's just that when humans started using that, the words White Brotherhood, it maintained the integrity and the intent of the group, so it was always acceptable to them, because white was used to signify all the rays of the light spectrum, and brotherhood was used to signify not only the family of all people, but the family of all life. So if that name bothers you, like I said, you can change it in your very first session that you do, because I did, and it was not a problem. And so this group of highly evolved souls work with humanity at every level. They work in, they're a part of every social structure, every organization that's going on in our culture, in our society. But most of the time, it's just been subconscious. We don't even know that we're working with them on that way. And what Michelle did was, through her work with Nature Intelligence, figured out a way to bring in a conscious way, the energy of nature and the Great Light Collective together, and create this thing called a MAP team. And it is really simple. And I'm going to read you what Michelle says here. She says, "My understanding of how the Great White Brotherhood functions is, I'm sure, somewhat simplistic. I see them operating in a cooperative role with us on the planet. They design and infuse purpose and direction into the frameworks of social order through which we on Earth move in order to learn, experience, and evolve. In essence, they create the schools through which we move. We call these schools religions, governmental structures, educational movements, philosophy, science, all those massive social frameworks with which we associate and within which we function." And so within the Great Light Collective, I'm just going to call them that because that's what I always call them. Within the Great Light Collective, there is a medical unit, and that's what you're working with when you're doing a MAP session. You are working with the MAP, the medical unit within the Great Light Collective. And so you are working with two energies from within Nature Intelligence. You're working with the medical unit within the Great Light Collective, and you're working with your higher self. And you do this by creating what's called a coning. Now, that's just a simple word, and it just means an energy vortex, or a vortex of energy, however you prefer to say that. And you create this vortex of energy that lets all these energies, including your higher self and the wisdom of your body, work together. And you can learn to communicate with this map team, or you don't even have to learn to communicate. You open a map coning, and the first one is a little bit different. It's a scanning session. But after the first one, then a map coning is 40 minutes, and basically all you do is lie down, and you make sure that your legs and your arms are not crossed, and you lie there for 40 minutes, and that's it. You talk about what's going on, if you have a whatever medical issue or physical, emotional, mental, or spiritual issue is going on with you. You just talk about it, and you just lie there relaxed for 40 minutes, and that's it, and the team works with you. It is astonishing what can happen. It is a free medical help. It's amazing. I personally have avoided going to have to go to the emergency room or to take medicines or to go to the doctor probably at least 50 times in the last 10 or 15 years. Let's see, 2000, so 12 years. I guess I've been doing this for 12 years. Many, many, many times over that 12 years, I have been in some sort of health crisis, and I have done map work, and it has cleared the health crisis. Now, other times I've gone and done the medical route and also had the map team open as well, because they work with whatever medical team you've got going on. But I just wanted everyone to know about this, that for the cost of a book, and by following very simple instructions, you can have your very own professional medical team working directly with you. And it is phenomenal what they can do. It's truly phenomenal. I want to thank you much for listening. I want to put on a little bit of music and let us hear one of my favorite songs by Nina Simone. It's called Feeling Good. Enjoy.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. Life for me, ooh, 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 ooh. And I'm feeling good. We'll be right back.
Welcome back, all you beautiful spirits. You are listening to Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. We're here every Wednesday, and we tap into that divine spark of life that is inside each and every one of us. And what we do on this show every week is we learn about ways that we can feel better. We learn about ways to tap into the power and the beauty and the wholeness that lives in each and every one of us. We learn how to move whatever obstacles have been in the way of tapping into that. We learn to move them out of the way. We learn how to go inside in a new way and recognize the power and the beauty and the joy and the love that really is who we are at the core of us. And a lot of times, we can't do that because we don't feel good. It's really hard to thrive when you simply don't feel good. And so that's what today's show is really focused on, is how to feel better. And there are two really simple things we're talking about today. One that is very inexpensive and takes very little to do. And the other is a little bit more expensive and is a little bit more of a learning curve. But they are both incredibly simple and incredibly powerful. And what we've been talking about is MAP. M-A-P. That stands for Medical Assistance Program. It was developed by Michelle Small Wright of Paralandra, Paralandra Nature Research Center. And that website is paralandra-ltd.com. Paralandra is spelled P-E-R-E-L-A-N-D-R-A. And MAP, the Medical Assistance Program, I'm just going to read you what Michelle says about it. She says, MAP is for those who feel that their present medical support, whether traditional or alternative, is not enough. For years, you may have felt absolutely comfortable with your medical support, and then suddenly, without a shadow of a doubt, you know you need more. To function well, you need more input, more support. Yet, when you look around and try alternatives, none feel right. MAP is then your answer. Because the MAP team includes nature, MAP is a physical program, not a spiritual program, that works on your well-being from the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual perspectives. Because of the unique position of the MAP team, it works on strains, pressures, pain, and conflict being felt on all of those levels simultaneously. When it comes to our health issues, these four levels interrelate. We can initiate MAP during times of illness or injury, or it can be initiated during times of relatively good health, whenever we want it. MAP is a comprehensive health program that you will use throughout your entire life. It is not a one-time program, only for emergency situations. We are constantly changing and developing throughout our lives, and MAP helps us maintain a high level of balance and function throughout all our changes and shifts. In short, it gives us a chance to experience an exceptional quality of life. And that's really what it does. And that is why I use it, and I have been using it since 2000 when I first discovered it. So, if you want to know more about that, that's how you find out, is through their website or by their phone number. And I'm going to give you their question hotline again, which is open on Wednesdays from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. If you have any questions you would like to ask, that number is 540-937-3679. And their order number, where you can also speak with someone usually, is 800-960-8806. I want to thank you so much for listening. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer. I am an interfaith and metaphysical minister and life coach. And I'm your host here every week from 1 to 3 Eastern for Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. We focus here on spirituality, on personal growth, on really practical ways to lead happier, healthier, more peaceful lives, to actually reclaim the vitality that comes from living our deepest truths. Personal and spiritual growth, that's my personal passion. It has been for many, many years. You know, I've studied all the world's religions. I've studied pretty much every faith-based practice that there is, because I've always been looking for what is it that makes me feel connected with God? What is it that makes me feel healthy in my body? What is it that makes me want to come alive? Because it's got to be, for me anyway, it's got to be on every level. I have to feel good physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, because it's all me. And if I don't feel good on any one of those levels, then usually I don't feel good on the other levels either. So, so what we do every week is really different from week to week, because sometimes we might be focusing on physical, sometimes we might be focused purely psychological, other times it might be purely about faith and spirit. There's no separation in my mind. We are very complete, complex beings. And I'm interested in the whole of us. You know, I call the work I do holistic, with a W, W-H-O-L-E, whole, because we are whole beings. And when we address ourselves as a whole package, then it helps every part of us feel better. And so I also want to let you know about support for this show actually comes from Conscious Dancer Magazine and the movement map that is on their ConsciousDancer.com website. They are your source for holistic movement. The tagline is Movement for a Better World. And Conscious Dancer's website will show you wonderful places to get your body moving. Wherever you're visiting, wherever you're living, you can go to that movement map on the Conscious Dancer Magazine website, and it will show you what conscious movement is happening in your area. And that website again is www.consciousdancer.com. Thank you, Conscious Dancer. And so we are talking about Paralandra today. Paralandra is a nature research center developed by Michelle Small Wright, who has written a number of books and has an incredible website. Literally, there are hundreds of pages of information and tools on her website. And the whole point of Paralandra, as stated on their website, is it is for anyone who wants to take charge of their health. And I've personally been doing it for many years. I've taught a lot of other people how to do it for themselves. It is so effective and relatively inexpensive. And we are talking about two processes today that Michelle has come up with. There are a whole lot more, but I'm talking about these two because they're the simplest and they're the easiest. MAP, M-A-P, the Medical Assistance Program we just spent the last hour talking about. If you have any questions about that, you can call Paralandra. You're also welcome to email me if you would like, and I would be happy to give you more information about Paralandra. I also want to let everybody know that there is a Facebook page for this radio show. If you want to keep up with what's going on here every week and find out before the show what's happening, and if you would like to share any transformational stories of your own, it's very inspiring for other people to hear those stories. And that's a good way to get in touch with me, is through the Facebook page for this show, as well as my websites, of course. But the Facebook page for this show is the same name as the show, Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. And so if you're on Facebook, I invite you to go there and become part of the show and let me know what you want to hear, what you liked about the show, what you would like to hear more of, and especially if you have a story you would like to tell. It really inspires people when we hear other people's stories. It's like if we read something, we can go, yeah, yeah. But if we hear somebody else's story and we relate to it, it can wake us up in a way that reading an article just cannot do. So I invite you to share your stories if you would like to. I would love to hear those. And so the second thing that we're going to talk about today that is a gift from Paralandra is the Paralandra essences. And they're a really interesting thing to talk about because a lot of people know what flower essences are. A lot of people don't, as for that matter. A lot of times people think, when I talk about doing flower essences, they think I'm talking about essential oils. And flower essences and essential oils are not the same thing at all. essential oils are aromatic and you put them on your skin or you smell them. Flower essences are something that you take orally. They are the electrical pattern, the essence of a flower or a particular substance. Flower essences have been around for a really, really, really long time, and a lot of people are familiar with the Bach flower remedies. Richard Bach, I believe, was his name. His flower essences, I don't know, I've been using them since probably the 70s. I think they've been around since the 50s. So a lot of people are familiar with Bach flower essences, or flower remedies, as they're sometimes called. And there's probably, the last time I actually looked, I think there was over 200 different brands of flower essences. So it's something that a lot of people are interested in. A lot of people make their own. They're really fascinating, flower essences. And every time I use them, it makes me think of the quote that's in the Christian Bible that says, you know, for every possible problem that a human could have, God has provided the solution in nature. And that's what I think of when I use flower essences. And basically, the Paralandra essences go beyond regular flower essences. Now, I use the Bach essences for probably 20 years, and a lot of people have heard of something called Rescue Remedy. Rescue Remedy is a Bach flower remedy, and it's something you can take orally. They've also made a cream out of it. And it's something that, you know, like whenever you stub your toe or scrape your knee or get a bee sting or any sort of ouchie, then the Bach Rescue Remedy is something that's been around, I don't know, I've seen it in natural food stores for many years. And so a lot of people are familiar with that. That is a flower essence made from the Bach flower remedies. The Paralandra essences are flower essences, but they actually go beyond, they really do go beyond flower essences. And so when Michelle wrote her new book, because she wrote a book about flower essences probably 20 years ago, and just this past year she came out with a new book called The Paralandra Essences, A Revolution in Our Understanding and Approach to Illness and Health. It is a revolution to deal with health issues using flower essences. I have been astonished, even after using the Bach remedies for 20 years. The Paralandra essences are just amazing. As a matter of fact, she makes something called ETS, which stands for Emergency Trauma Solution. And I think of that as the rescue remedy that I was talking about before. I think of the ETS as the rescue remedy times 1,000. But it's sort of the same. It's the same idea. ETS is an emergency trauma solution that fits any need you might have for any sudden or even a long-term traumatic or stressful situation. And it's an oral solution and it's safe for adults and children. And the ETS is frankly something that I have in every room of my house, in every bag, and it's in the car. I never go anywhere without ETS. It's amazing stuff. It's a lot. It's sort of like the idea of Rescue Remedy, except it's about, to me, it's like 1,000 times more potent. And it's to address trauma. She also has the ETS for animals. She has the ETS for plants. She has the ETS for soil. She has a lot of different trauma solutions that she's already packaged and made up. But the ETS for humans, it's to address the trauma that occurs in the human system on every level, physical, emotional, mental, or spiritual, whenever we experience any sudden or shocking situation or event. I'll talk more about the ETS in a minute once I tell you more a little bit about flower essences. So the Paralandra essences, I think, I would like to say, are flower essences taken to the next level. And so what they really are is they are oral solutions that are taken to balance, to stabilize, and to repair the body's electric system and its circuits during times of illness, injury, and stress. They're also taken for maintaining the overall strength and balance in the electric system. So let me talk about why that even matters for a minute. The human electric system, what is that? Well, it's a vast network of circuits that run through and around the body. Every element, every organ, every system in the human body has its electric circuits. Every molecule, every cell, every aspect of the body has its circuits. And every level of being, physical, emotional, mental, and the soul level, also has its own electric circuits. In fact, the most extensive and complex system in the human body is its electric system. If we could stretch an average adult's electric system out in a straight line, it would be about 47 miles long. Think about that. That is amazing. And that's what essences, the Paralander essences specifically, are working with those electrical circuits around whatever the issue is. And it doesn't matter whether it's physical, emotional, mental, or spiritual. Well, she says soul level. I always think of spiritual, but I think we mean most of the same thing. And what the Paralander essences are water-based solutions that are holding the electrical patterns derived from the different kingdoms and elements of nature. And each electrical essence pattern balances, stabilizes, and repairs the body's electric circuit in two ways. First, they address weakened or damaged circuits in the targeted areas of the body that have been hit by illness or injury. And second, they also provide the needed balancing for specific mechanical functions and properties that are contained in and are part of the biological circuits, no matter where those circuits are located in the body. And why do you think that we need to focus so much attention on the body's electric system? Well, we do that because that is the key to healing. The underlying foundation for the body's healing process is its electric system. The healing process is activated and driven by the electric system. So if those circuits are damaged, the healing process foundation weakens and the process itself is compromised and weakened. And if those damaged circuits are repaired, then the healing process foundation strengthens and the body's healing process becomes fully functional. And you know, that's not just for healing little things like sore muscles or the common cold. It's for the full range of conditions that anybody could categorize as injury, from minor to critical, or illness, from the sniffles to chronic and life-threatening things. It's everything. No matter what health problem we might experience, it includes electric circuits in need of repair and balancing. We cannot experience an illness or an injury without also experiencing a corresponding problem in the electric circuits associated with that illness or injury. And Michelle believes, and I certainly have discovered this to be true, that the underlying cause of a health issue can always be found in the body's electric system, because every health issue we experience actually includes that underlying electric circuit problem. So whether we're using them for illness or injury, the electrical patterns from these Paralander essences, when they're administered orally, meaning you take them by mouth, they immediately shift to the electric system and are drawn to and fuse with those damaged circuits, and they provide the balancing that's needed for their repair. So when we have that strong electrical foundation again, and the body's healing process is no longer compromised, then we begin to heal. It's really a very straightforward sort of process. It's different from the way we normally think about health. And it really is a revolutionary shift in our understanding and approach to illness and to health. And the original Flower Essence book that Michelle wrote 20 or 30 years ago was pretty profound, and that was just, of course, called Flower Essences. But this book that she put out this year is a huge leap in the understanding and the streamlining of those processes of using flower essences. Now, in order to use flower essences, you need to know how to do kinesiology. Kinesiology is just muscle testing, and it's really simple and easy to learn. And in every book that Michelle writes, the MAP book that we just talked about earlier, as well as the Paralander Essences, she tells you, she teaches you how to do kinesiology. And you're doing that, you're muscle testing. That's how you know what essences are going to be beneficial for you to take for a specific thing. A lot of people seem to be scared of doing muscle testing. I don't understand why. It is so simple, and it's very, very easy, and almost anybody can learn how to do it. So, and if we have time, I'll talk a little bit about kinesiology and muscle testing. But what we know from lots and lots and lots of research, there are many schools that teach nothing but kinesiology. It is a very well-respected and well-known way of finding out what's true. What kinesiology has always been used for is finding out what's true for the body, for the person. But the research that David Hawkins did proved that it's not actually the body that is answering the yes-no question that's making the muscle respond as either strong or weak, which is how you're getting your yes-no answer. It's actually the field of consciousness that surrounds everything, including the body. So you don't actually have to be present with a person to do muscle testing. You probably need to do that for the first, you know, until you're very, very comfortable doing it. But you don't have to have the thing that you're finding the information out about. You don't have to have it present in order to muscle test for it, because it's the field of consciousness that is actually answering that question rather than the body. But that's probably a subject for another day. But in order to do the flower essences and to be good at them, then you have to know how to do kinesiology or muscle test, because that's how you determine which essences to use. A lot of times what people that I work with do is they just get the ETS, the emergency trauma solution that I was talking about earlier, and they just use that instead of learning how to essence test right away. They use that as a substitute. I think that's a fine alternative, because there's no learning curve involved at all with using the ETS, the emergency trauma solution. You just take 10 drops of it and focus on whatever the trauma or the illness or the injury is, and it addresses the electrical systems and the repair of those. But let me just give you an idea of the things that you can use the Paralander essences for that will, in using them, help you either avoid the issue altogether or help you heal a whole lot faster than you would heal otherwise. For example, if you get a cold or the flu, test for essences. An earache or eye strain, test for essences. A burn or a cut, sore muscles, sprained muscles, sunburn, headache, migraine. If you have muscular dystrophy or multiple sclerosis, cystic fibrosis, or some other chronic illness, test for essences. If you have a different neurological disorder, test for essences. If you're depressed or you feel detached from life, if you can't focus or formulate a clear thought, if you have panic attacks or you're easily confused, test for essences. If you have a broken bone, go to the hospital and get the bone set. And then when you come home, test for essences. Essences are used for every issue that you could possibly have, mental, emotional, physical, or spiritual. They are amazing. I'll tell you, one time I had a severe migraine, and this was during the time I used to get very, very bad migraines, and they would go on for 3 days. And I hadn't had a migraine in a long time, and then I spent some time in a chlorinated pool, which is not good for me. And I developed a severe migraine, and I could tell this was the kind that was going to last 3 days, because I went blind, and the whole thing. And so I immediately opened a map coning, and I got my ETS, the emergency trauma solution, and I talked with my map team, and I took the emergency trauma solution, and for 20 minutes, nothing changed at all. I didn't feel anything shifting, anything different, and I was starting to get a little bit frustrated because I thought with using the emergency trauma solution and the map that, you know, I know it's going to work. But for 20 minutes, nothing happened. And then literally, from 1 second to the next, the migraine was gone. Literally, from 1 second to the next, the migraine was gone. There was no residuals left over from it. There was no tiredness, no nothing. It was gone. It was clear. I was perfectly healthy. And so, of course, I finished out the next 20 minutes of the MAP session, thanked them very much, and then got up and went along with my day. That is how powerful the combination of the Paralander essences and the MAP work can be together. That, you know, they cleared, or I cleared, we cleared, I suppose I should say, because it's a cooperative effort. We cleared a very severe, already gone blind migraine in 20 minutes using the MAP team and the emergency trauma solution. Gone completely. That's how effective and powerful these things can be. So I want to tell you more about essences in general, why they work, how they work, and the Paralander essences specifically in this world we live in. That this world is, as we all know, is quite polluted, and there's a lot of very, very traumatic things that happen to most of us. And we have a very fast-paced life, and because of that, we're, I think, compromised in our physical systems. And so we wind up suffering from emotional problems, physical problems, mental problems. And for me, the root of all of those are issues with our soul or our spirit. And so what we look at each week here is things that we can do to assist us on one or all of those levels of being so that we can tap into that divinity and the power that's in it. And what we're talking about this week are two incredible tools of Paralandra Nature Research Center. Paralandra, on their website, states that they exist for people who want to take charge of their own health. And when she talks about health, she doesn't just mean physical. She means every level, physical, emotional, mental, and at a soul level. And we talked about one system that she developed for that called MAP, M-A-P, Medical Assistance Program. That is the simplest system that she has created. If you can read and follow instructions, you can do MAP. It's that simple. There is a book. You read the book. You do it. It's really simple. You have your own medical team. And let me tell you, it is profound. There are hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people all over the world who use MAP because it is effective and it's free once you have the book. So the other thing we're talking about here today are flower essences in general and the Paralandra essences specifically, because they're really flower essences taken to the next level. Flower essences are oral solutions that you take that hold the electrical patterns of certain elements within nature. Those can be flowers, they can be other things. And those electrical patterns then work with the electrical system in your body. And why would we even want to do that? Because everything that impacts a human being, everything we experience, everything that impacts our body both internally and externally, whether positively or negatively, is detected, identified, and processed by our electric system first. The body reacts and adjusts according to how our electric system sorts and processes whatever the information is that's going on. There has been medical research that shows this, and there was one guy, Nordstrom, who's written a number of books and printed a lot of stuff. He was head of the Diagnostic Radiology Department at Karolinska Institute in Stockholm, Sweden. And he wrote a book called Biologically Closed Electric Circuits. And It was, I don't remember when that was written, and it doesn't say. But anyway, he really, from a medical sort of scientific viewpoint, shows everything that Michelle is talking about here with the electrical system and why it matters. But anyway, and so it is our electric system that not only determines but drives all of our body's responses as well as its healing process. And so what flower essences do in general and the perilandra essences do specifically is address that electric system. Because if the electric system is whole and functioning the way that it's supposed to do, then we're either not going to get sick or we're going to get sick and move through it very, very quickly. And the example that Michelle uses, because it's something that we all deal with, is the flu, for example. So if flu viruses overwhelm the electric system and cause damage to the circuits, or if those circuits are already damaged or weakened, then the electric system can't set up the needed immune system response. And so the electric circuits function properly when they are closed and balanced. But once those circuits are damaged, then we're dealing with wild wiring. And that wild wiring both weakens and interferes with the function of the electric system and therefore the immune response throughout those areas of the body that would normally be supported by those now damaged circuits. It's like the body's getting faulty information. And so the immune system isn't going to work the way that it was divinely designed to work. And so the electric system has got to balance, stabilize, and repair first before the immune response can be initiated and properly set up. And so that's what the essences do, is they work with that. And so if the flu viruses, for example, don't overwhelm or damage our electric system, our circuits, then the electric system remains strong and the body can set up correctly and for the appropriate response. And then we either won't get the flu or it will be a very mild case of it. When the body and the electric system are functioning together efficiently, we might not experience any symptoms at all. The flu comes in, the body, the electric system handles it, and after a good night's sleep, we feel fine. I've had that experience many times, actually, using the flower essences and the map work that we talked about before, where I would wake up with, obviously, the flu. You know, chills, fever, sniffles, the whole nine yards. Do the flower essences, do the map, the flower essences, take a nap, wake up, and feel absolutely fine. Just because I brought everything back into balance. Because the body is really designed to heal itself. You know, God did a really great job with our bodies. Our bodies have billions of interactions going on all the time. And everything is interconnected. And the body, along with the electric system, they're designed to self-repair. I mean, it wouldn't make any sense if they wouldn't, because they're extensive and they're important to our overall functioning, and not to mention our balance. And so that partnership between the body and its electric system is constantly functioning. And the electric system isn't just identifying and sorting and processing stuff that negatively affects our body. It's registering every minute element that comes in contact with our body on all of its levels in any way and from any direction. And that includes all the things that makes us smile and feel good, as well as those things that annoy us and make us feel sick. And so under normal conditions, if we are healthy and balanced, then the body and its electric system works in a smooth partnership. But, you know, in today's world, most of us are being pounded in unprecedented types of ways. It's like life is so fast and stressful, and we have tons of information pouring into us all the time because of technology, and we've got a deterioration of our land and our water and our air, and the food quality and the water quality is compromised, and all of these things adversely affect our electric system, which makes its ability to maintain strength and balance more difficult. And sometimes that system can repair quickly on its own. And when a health issue pops up, we hardly experience any symptoms. But then there are times, you know, we might not notice anything at all. But in those cases where we're functioning well, then the body and the electric system are doing what they're supposed to be doing, and we feel pretty good. But if we're sick, then that's an indication that the electric system's self-repair is going to take some time and that it could use some help. And so, unlike illness, where the problem has often been initiated by some sort of pathogen entering the body, an injury is a damaging event that actually occurs to the body, such as a cut or an accident or a fall of some kind. An injury is not a pathogen that the body's immune system can battle, because it's literally body damage. And so it includes corresponding damage to the electric system. So just like with illness, an injury will not begin to heal until the electrical system is first repaired. That's what flower essences in general are for, and the Paralander essences specifically. They work with the electrical system. And there is an electric circuit that surrounds every cell, every molecule, every organ, your body as a whole. Every possible aspect of your body, internally and externally, has its own electrical circuits. So whether for injury or for illness, the electrical currents that from the correct Paralander essences, for example, if administered, when administered orally, they immediately shift to the electric system and are drawn to and fused with those damaged circuits, and they provide the balancing elements that are needed for repair. It's the healing principle of like healing like. You know, homeopathy is based on that as well. And so I cannot believe we are almost out of time here, but I just wanted to give you an idea that there is a revolutionary approach to illness and health, and that is the Paralander essences, also the MAP work. The MAP, like I said before, is so simple. If you can read and follow instructions, you can have your own medical assistance team working with you. The essences require that you know how to muscle test, but the book shows you how to do that with visuals and words. It's very, very easy to do. Almost anybody can muscle test. And flower essences will address so many things. I cannot tell you how many hundreds of times the combination, especially of the flower essences and the MAP work, have kept me out of the emergency room. And it's amazing how quick they work. And sometimes, you know, if a problem has been long-term or chronic, then it takes a long time to heal. But if it's just a short thing, like I have burnt myself before, because I used to be much more of a klutz. I'm not so much of a klutz anymore, but I really used to be a klutz. And I would burn myself either on the fireplace or, you know, when I was cooking. And I have had second to third degree burns on my hands before. And using flower essences and or the ETS that we talked about, the emergency trauma solution, I have completely healed a second degree burn in like 10 minutes. It just literally went away using flower essences. The redness, the blisters, the everything, it was completely healed. When you address the problem immediately, then you can get immediate results. The longer the problem has been there, then probably the longer it's going to take to heal. But you can get immediate results, immediate improvement, a lot of times, even with long-standing problems. I remember a woman who came with to me one time. When I was in North Carolina, I was a flower essence practitioner. I don't do that anymore now that I am in Ohio. But I do use flower essences for myself still, and I encourage people to use them because they're amazing. But I helped a woman one time who had severe back problems, and we did flower essences, and it cleared up a whole lot of the problem like right away, and she was so astonished. But the underlying cause of her problem, it took about 3 months to heal completely, but she had relief immediately. So if you're looking for some relief if you're looking for some help, you might want to check out Perelandra Nature Research Center. Their website is PERELANDRA, perelandra-ltd.com. Their phone number, again, 800-960-8806. That's their order line. Their question hotline, which is open on Wednesdays, that's today, folks, from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. is 540-937-3679. If you call them, tell them you heard about them here. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. I hope you join me next Wednesday. Please feel free to contact me through either my websites and let me know if you have a story to share. And I will see you back here next week. And we are closing out, as usual, today with the theme song, which is God Is by Faith Rivera. Enjoy. Have a great week. Where I am.